denomination of the ancient church as guided by the NA rule number 130. May I please have a nomination for the acting chairperson? Yes, Honorable Boy.
Nominate Mr. Mayatula. Honorable Mayatula.
Mayatula.
Mayatula, yes.
May I please have another nomination?
I seconded the proposal.
Okay, thank you very much. Professor, the floor is yours.
Good morning, honored members. And welcome to this our meeting. I understand the chairperson could join us a bit late. Is that not the chairperson? I was ready to forget to say it was. And he just gone to the hospital for some checkups. So I think we have only three items on the agenda. We'll start with apologies. The items what we have is to consider the legacy report, to consider the committee report, to consider three sets of minutes. Is there anything that I'm missing out? I think that is. Yes. Could we have any apologies? I'm sorry.
Yes. Honorable Eloff is on election duty. I did ask the chief of staff to send a letter to the chair.
Yes, Honorable.
Honourable Chair, I've also got another appointment, so I'll be leaving early. I'm going to check the time. So I've taken less than half an hour.
Hopefully we will be through. I don't think we're going to have spend much time here if we have read the word document. Okay, can I take you straight therefore to our first report, the legacy report? I will assume that we have read the report and allow time for any corrections and thereafter any comments, if you have any comments to make on the report itself. Can we start with the, just going through it therefore so that we agree of the content itself. Shall I take you page for page just to check? Yes,
Mazur. It might be useful to get two revised editions of the same report. If somebody from the Secretariat could just indicate just which area would be revised.
The one that's in the pocket that we're given now.
I know, but it's very difficult, you know, if you just look at it. Are there any substantive changes?
There are a few technical amendments. If you were to go to your, let me take you to your page, just to indicate that these changes are technical. if you go to your oversight trips undertaken, for example, you'll find that in the first draft, under recommendations, there was nothing. In your latest draft, you'll find that there are recommendations throughout. I'm just using that as an example. Are we comfortable with that then? Can we? Under Wanyama, did you want to say something?
Yes. I wanted to check whether this is a committee report. Was there not supposed to be some kind of an opening introductory statement by the chair of the council?
I don't know the history of Lekas' reports then. One has had to go back to previous years.
Okay.
I assume that this was just a general format. I don't know.
Well, I'm saying so because in the economic development and the committee, there's some kind of introduction by the chair. On the reflections of the chair about the function of the committee, which was about 3 to 4 paragraphs. And I'm not sure what the standard, as you are saying. And I'm just asking.
Chair, in successive, there's no consistent way of how these legacy reports have been done. They are new. It's not that there's been once before. It's the first time that Parliament has come to this type of an arrangement. So maybe what you should say is that he's making a suggestion, and that suggestion should be taken on board.
And how
do we take that? What my worry is, we have to adopt it now. If this is something new and the route we have taken is this one, I would rather, if there is no performer that must follow this route, I would suggest that we keep this as it is. Otherwise, we'll have to say, take it away, make your comments, bring them back to us. Are we comfortable, not comfortable? And this happened to be our very last meeting. I'm just making a proposal from the chair, given that there's no general expectation that if it doesn't have this, it won't be regarded as a report.
Must this report be adopted as is before the end of the parliamentary term?
This is the only parliament that can adopt this. Come next, after elections, there is no board who can ever say what happened in the fourth parliament. So we are the only ones who went through, we have to adopt it today.
Follow that up. My problem is that, as you know, I only joined the committee this year, and I have to recuse myself on the body of the report because I don't actually know what transpired in the previous 2 years. I can make general comments on how I think the committee should work, but I think you'll understand I cannot commit myself to anything that
I'm trying to push you, honourable member, to hold your horses. Now we look at the document itself now, and thereafter we'll comment on whatever we think should be added or missing or what stance am I taking. Yes, honourable member.
I agree with you, Dr. Chair. Let's get started and move on. And forget about the introduction.
If we are reading that, then I suggest that we just go through it page for page, just so that we have a sense as to what is what. I'm on page 2. I I'll assume silence means what agreed on that page and move on. I take you to page 3. I take you to page 4. I take you to page 5. I take you to page 6. I take you to page 7. I take you to page 8. And that's page 8. I take you to page 9. On page 9, I take you to 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth last bullet, or the third bullet from the top. That uncomfortable we have seen implementation used twice in the same sentence. It says implementation strategy for the implementation of parliamentary position on the treaty. I'm suggesting I'm on page 9, the third bullet, starting with implementation. I'm suggesting we rephrase that so that we don't say implementation strategy for implementation. We leave out the first implementation. Say the strategy for the implementation of parliamentary resolutions on this process in parliament. Are we together there?
Yeah. Or implementation strategy for execution of the parliamentary resolution on treaty.
Can I repeat that?
Now I think that maybe on the second implementation we can actually put execution. Can you
rephrase that and read it and see how it sounds?
No, I think implementation strategy for execution of parliamentary resolutions
on critical purposes of the time. Is it sounding? Are we happy with that? The implementation strategy for the execution of parliamentary resolutions. To me, it does capture what we're saying. Unless we want to...
Can you just repeat that two sentences for me,
please? The third sentence currently reads, implementation strategy for implementation of parliamentary blah, blah, blah. And we're saying the concern we are using implementation twice in one sentence. And we're trying to avoid that. We're saying now, what about saying implementation strategy for the execution of parliamentary resolution. Unless we are sold to implementation, in which case we can just say the strategy for the implementation of parliamentary resolution.
we just take
the first implementation. We just say the strategy for the implementation of parliamentary resolutions on treaty processes in parliament.
I think I agree with that.
Yes. Yes. We just cancel the first implementation and put a D in its place. The strategy for the implementation, blah, blah, blah. I take you to page 10. I take you to page 11. I hear the comment again. The second paragraph of 1.3. It says the elder, it was the worsening. The committee adopted a two-way approach to the its engagement with stakeholders. It would call upon individuals to give expert analysis on or their research findings on technical issues before the committee. And it also hold dialogues, symposia, and a solidarity conference. No, it's good, it's correct. I was missing that A. Can you go to page 12? Page 13. Page 14. As you can see the difference now in the old version. In the old version in that table, you'll find that under recommendations it was blank. We now have some recommendations that are there. I don't know whether you would need time because they are new. So you have some, or you have not read the recommendations. Just go on. We'll assume that we go to page 15. To page 16. I'm pausing there because I'm looking at the last bullet in page 16, just above 7. It says outreach programs should continue to other provinces. It gives the impression that there are some and therefore there are others. It's difficult to tell when you read that phrase. If you say to some, to other, which are those that have already been done? I don't want you to take that. If you are saying, mention someone, it's good if you are saying to other three or four or seven, whatever. I mean, if you read this phrase, it doesn't mean much. It gives the impression that as we speak, these are happening somewhere, and they need to be taken to others. The question is, where are they happening now? So that they have to be taken to those where they are not happening. Can we look at that even later? I'm just throwing that, because as it stands, it assumes that there's something that is, how this program should continue to other problems. As if they are in some, but not in other. Yes.
The reality was that there were provinces that have been, where outreach programs have taken place, and there are other provinces that it has not yet taken place. So maybe that's why it's written in that way. Not explicitly saying which province it was. So maybe what has to happen, if we had time, would have said these provinces have been taken care of and these others were not taken care of.
Right, that's page 18.
If we go to page 8, area. let's read the last bullet on page 8. Continuation of the outreach program in other 7 provinces to demystify foreign policy. Only Limpopo and Western Cape were visited. Can you sort that out now so that I don't have to go back to page 8? So that I don't have to go back and say what was what. Can we rephrase that so that we capture that?
Okay.
We go to page 17. Page 18.
No, I'm sorry to take it back from.
Yeah.
On page 16.
Page 16.
And there's a third bullet point under issues to follow up.
Yeah.
Again, that very same sentence is carried in the second bullet point. In the outreach program, the main issue was the need to understand how the international team signed benefited the people on the ground and why funds follow up. Does not add value to that sentence. And again, we have the very same sentence. Again, how this program should continue to other programs. The one that you were pointing out.
Maybe the first one was the general, the last one, it says, Fifth Parliament, when you take over, these are some of the tasks that were handed over. So from that perspective, therefore, maybe let's leave it. After clarifying that we are referring to this other, except the two. Shall we go to the next page 17? Page 18. Page 19. Page 20, page 21. In page 21, the first item under title, I'm trying to link that pass up with people against suffering and poverty. How did the two link? So how does people against suffering and poverty become pass up?
Democratization.
Come. Democratization. So the name is not related to what the word is. It's not an acronym. Is that
there's a name. The pastor was ticketing outside Parliament on 1st of March. If you go down.
With
WS?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
The organization.
Wait, wait. Now, if they decided, therefore, that their name, it has nothing to do with what they do. People are against suffering.
Mm.
They just decided to call themselves pastor. Let's accept that.
Yeah.
The following petitions were referred to the considered by the committee. And then the first column refers to title. My question is, when you say the second one, the petition is called Free State Legislature. How does that become a petition? I'm trying to get around the province that we put there and refer to that as a petition that is given to, are we saying the province gave a petition to the province to? Could be correct, but all I'm saying, our why do we call those titles? If we're saying for them, the people presented were Pasop, do we call that on top that the title? Is there no better way of putting it other than saying, basically that column is giving us who submitted the, can we call that a title? If Pasop,
just procedure, Chair, you are conversing with them, we don't hear what you are going
through. No, I'm trying to capture the whole table, for example. I'm saying the table says the very first column is referred to as title. But what is below title is the organization that presented a petition. I'm saying, is that a better way of calling the presenter and call that as a title? Because when you say title and say Free State Legislature, it just doesn't sound to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, if you are saying who presented it, the presenters of the petitions, so we know the first presenter was Pasop, the second presenter was Legislature.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it sounds much better.
Let's change it to
presenter. Chair?
Yes.
Just a question for clarity to the staff. Maybe I wasn't present at the meeting. The Free State Legislature, did they give a petition or did they send a motion to the NO or to this committee? I just need to get clarity on this. On top it says petitions. So did the legislature send a petition to us? I just need clarity.
The content advisor is going
to explain that for us. Don't be an honourable member that for a second to explain this.
Chairperson, the honourable member is correct. It was a motion, but according to the format, the template we were given, since this committee, the peculiarities around the mandate of the committee are such that, for example, we never actually get actual motions or petitions. So everything that happened was clubbed together under petitions. Even for PASOP, it was a unsolicited petition which they presented to the presiding officers. So we were advised to club them together under that heading, because others were interventions and we are not an NCOP committee, so we never had any interventions. So these activities which we had, which happened, we were advised to put them together under petitions.
Yes.
I'm clear, thank you. But if I'm an outsider and we don't know Parliament and then I read this, I will think that the provincial legislature marched to Cato and then give a petition.
Yeah,
I fully agree with that.
And the legislators, we worked with them through NCOP and what have you. One cannot expect them to send a petition to us. So we need to, I don't know how best to put that.
Okay.
Can we, in anticipation, accept this way that we're going to rephrase that so that it doesn't reflect as if we're fighting with the legislature, legislators are sending us petitions? Can we go, therefore, to page 22? On page 82, on page 22, on that very first paragraph, I'm suggesting that if you read the second line, page 22, or let me read just the second sentence, the committee has made recommendation to the House for the department to take certain action. You ask that, should either take certain action or to take an action? One of the two. The department will take certain, once they say certain, to me it sounds that there are more than one. I'm suggesting that we say certain actions written, if we agree. We'll come back to the content. Remember, the next round will be us thinking of broadly as to what is what. Do we go to page 20? The page 23, I think, is an individual who can check whether it is attended 3 or 7, what have you. But my general comment from the chair is that I'm worried about this table. What worries me about this table? Let's take my table, for example, the very first one. I'm saying once you say you put attendance and you are not indicating how many that individual was supposed to attend, your information is not reflecting what is supposed to be reflecting. Let's take Magama, for example, 2011, 2012. According to that, the meetings that were supposed to be held in 2011, 2012, were 17, and he attended 13. I have no problem with that. But I'm going down to take, let me go and be subjective for a moment, going to my case here. My case and Honorable Defoti. I think it did it. For the two of us, it reflects this very glaringly. If you go to page 27, I'll use Honorable Dehoude as an example. It says there, Honorable Dehoude arrived in 2014. 2013, he was not here. That is good enough. But nowhere does it reflect how many meetings Honorable Dehoude was expected to attend in 2014. It ended up saying, meetings are held, 18. How many did he attend? 3. When you look at that, you say, what kind of a bad member of parliament is this? It does not mean, I'm saying this table is not reflecting well what took place. And I'm making a proposal from the chair, whether there were 14 or 20 in that given year, to me, that is neither here or there. What is important is how many meetings you as a member were supposed to attend, and how many did you or did not attend? In this case, for example, it's 10 minutes at Bahute. So he came in, that he came in 2014, doesn't tell us when. And if you look at meetings held 18, under no circumstances, Honorable Kuhute could have attended 18. But how many was he supposed to could have attended? In this case, for 2014, this is our fourth meeting of today. And I'm saying, for the future, we need another column that personalizes and reflects the attendance of that individual. And it will only mean something when it is put like that. Otherwise, many people here, people are just going to look at this and say, how bad, what kind of a member of parliament is this? Honorable.
You know, Chair, this is a distortion of facts. The reality is, if ever you like me, you've been here, you might not have been part of the committee in 2009 and 10. Now I'm reflected as not have participated. It's true, I was not part of the committee. I came later into the committee. So it's not a true reflection without the fact that you have to motivate why was I not in those meetings and what was the state of things. Now, it doesn't, it's not been provided for, even about you, that you came only in 2014 into the committee. So it's not a real reflection. But if you look at Mamupeta in 2010, she's passed long away now. So, and how things are being reflected, I don't know if it's a true reflection. So I'm just saying, it does have, without explaining, it does present a little bit of a problem into the future that what happened, or we could just say that his members are bad members that doesn't attend or doesn't come to work at all. So either you don't use this type of tabling or you use some form of explaining member A came in this year and this is what happened and then explain. Then you start, I mean, putting me into the tabling. But you can't write it up in the money it's written up. There would be expectation that people would have attended meeting during those early days.
And to use the accounting and the formula, you would have footnotes on this column. Then there's a footnote which explains and the situation of and then Mr. Bekhude, Professor Mayatula, and then below the what you call it, or on the meetings held, you use a fraction maybe. And with regard to so and so, it was 8, and instead of 10, and that type of thing, 8 out of 10, or 3 out of 10, then that type of thing, or the footnote. I would really prefer footnote, or some explanatory section.
Actually, from where I'm sitting, this affects everybody.
Yes.
It's not that it's that individual. I'm saying, short because we do have data and statistics that this person started on the 4th. From that time on, the meetings that were held were 14. I'm not even want to go to whether there was an apology or what have you. Just reflecting that during that time, the meetings that he could have attended were 14 out of 18, were 7 out of 18, and he attended 3. All I'm suggesting for the future, I don't know if now, is another column which relates specifically to the individual. That this individual, though came in 2013, this one came in February, this one came in June, this one came in July, individually, they are going to have different quotas as to how many meetings they could have attended. Once you say attending, that's my, what worries me. Nobody is going to go back. Is that going to look at this, say, 3 out of 18, goodbye? What kind of a person is this? I'm saying this affects almost everybody. It is the template itself. And that's the point.
Chairperson,
I'm saying that this template is a little bit unfair. It's a reflection on members and the conduct of parliament. It's not just about person. If you look at some of the other parties, fairly speaking, you would never expect them even to have been able to make it to these committees because they have only one member going around and he can't make all the meetings that are being reflected here. And that's a very small judgmental problem. And if it happens in this committee, it might happen in other committees where opposition parties in their one-man show are being expected to be in every committee. And it's not possible. They always come when it would be strategic for them to be able to make a political contribution. So this table does reflect a little bit very badly on quite a number of members that I've known that are very consistent in doing their work. So I don't know what is going to be done, but fairly speaking, it is not a true reflection of the state of parliament itself and the state of participants of committee members in those particular committees.
I wonder.
I'm saying I'm taking 2013, 2014. We cannot say, or I'm saying that 18 for 2013 and 14 is a standard. It's just a number of committees. But it's not relating to the individual. But if you put the attendance of individuals against 18, you're already saying all these individuals were supposed to have attended 18.
And they're not there.
That's why I'm saying that's a bad reflection. It's not true. That all these members could have attended 18, because all of them, some came late, some came earlier, some came this, and I'm saying, if this is not a flag reflecting that, why reflect it at all? Because you're not reflecting the reality. But, and the world is going to take this and look and say, can you see? The Honorable Tehout? I thought that person was a good person. A responsible person. How can you attend 3 out of 18? Why what about writing a motivation now from the committee itself? Now? Because this affects everybody. It affects the whole parliament. It's not peculiar to me. Honourable person.
No, I think the table of the attendance has been just corrected. It's very easy to correct the issue.
It cannot be corrected because basically nightmare is going to all these new individuals. And saying you came on the 4th of 2011, you came on 30th of July, you came on. I don't know if you go through that now. When are we going to be endorsing it? And I'm saying this is happening in higher education, this is happening in culture, this is happening in economic, this is happening everywhere. Yes.
No, Chair, you see, it is quite clear. There's what I'm saying to other conversations. The listing of the legacy has not been extensively debated. But the reality is, if there's a website now that is running on members of parliament, and this website is going to take this report and put it on that website, and it will be saying that so-and-so attends this committee, doesn't attend the committees given on the report that has been provided, and it damages comrades, it damages honorable members, as if they are not participants, they're not doing their work. If you look at how the papers have been writing up about absenteeism in parliament, this will be seen as if it's a true reflection. That's why you wouldn't be able to have the capacity to sort it out now. But the recordings, you see, one thing that the chief would consider within the rules when we're doing the absenteeism is to say that the recording of parliaments are very bad. And this is the true reflection of it, that the recording of parliament, even of parties, about their participation of their members in different committees, is not a true reflection. So it would be quite wondering, how did you come to conclusion about these members that are already in this particular report? So you'd have to go back and see if those recordings that were done between those particular periods are the true reflections of what members were doing during those particular periods. I might have been doing some party work, and that party work has made me to be absent. And practically, that is not reflected here, and this is what the committee is talking about. So it's not really a genuine reflection or an honest reflection of how members of parliament are doing their work at parliament. So for me, it is a little bit of a dicey situation of giving yourself out to the public. But this is not a document meant for members. It's not an internal document. It's going to go public, and it's going to reflect on the future of how members are conducting themselves. So for me, I don't know what we're going to do, but it's not the true reflection of the state of Parliament and the state of members, honourable members, of how they are doing their work at Parliament.
Well, perhaps just on a point of clarity, is it part of the template that we need to inspect this? It's because in the report of the committee, the other committee that I'm attending, we didn't have the case. And the question of inconsistency, that Nyami has been saying that this is the first time that we are expected to submit this legacy report. If that is the case, I want to suggest that we take out this section and rather put whatever explanation in words of the attendance of members and saying that there has been inconsistencies with regard to the attendance of members due to the fact that others come from parties, very, very small parties, where it's a one-person party, and so on and so forth. The kind of things that practically were exposed to as participants in the committee, and others participating in more than and the one committee, and the time they clash, and it's those practical things, and this thing is put here. It does not carry that. It does not carry those things, those explanations. And that is why I was saying that I'm suggesting that let's remove this section and just put whatever and a wording that may be in a paragraph form, and that would be able to carry the question of attendance and explain how inconsistent with regard to attendance and have been and we've been exposed to as a Congress. That to me would be, or if this is what is required by the template, then it means that we have to live with it. And if that is what is required by the template. However, we need to make a part of this report and then come up with a recommendation, explain this issue that we are referring to as a recommendation that what we have come to understand is that the template requires this kind of reporting, but it has got weaknesses. And the weakness is that they are not reflecting on A, B, C, D, all the points. As a result, we present it as a recommendation from this committee, or we remove this section. But if we can't remove it, then it means that we must come up with a recommendation, and which should be added to this so that whomever that gets it, even if it's in the website, people will understand the context that these figures are not a true reflection.
Ma'am, then.
Township person, I think I'm fully covered by honorable one.
Honorable
Tehut.
I want to agree with the colleague. It's not necessary. You know, it's not our job to have for 2 hours correcting a table drawn up by officials. It really is not the task of this portfolio. If it can be dispensed with, I agree entirely with Honourable Wanyama, we should take it out. If it is standard format, it should be a note in the body of the report to say the table of attendance is inaccurate and will be corrected by the parliamentary, by the secretary, although sorry, the chief whistleblower. But we cannot sit here for 2 hours and correct the table. We don't have the information.
Honourable Newport?
Yes.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I'm covered by all the honourable members. Just 2 points that I wanted to raise. I also came in late into this committee. And the second thing is, if we're not here, then we need to take official leave that was approved by the leave work. This also does not reflect either into these tables. I agree with Honourable Ngongyama, and I said that this needs to be removed.
The conduct advisor is going to advise us.
Thank you, Chairperson. The template does have this part, but what I could maybe propose to the committee is that so that we still have the report should still have ownership of the committee members, in the sense that there should be a record of who were members of this committee. So I would suggest that we take the first column. If you look at the first column where it says MP, we keep that information, and the second column, which says membership 10, so that at least we have a record that member so-and-so was a member of this committee from that period to that period. The rest of the detail, the chief whip will deal with if the committee feels, you know, the format is not acceptable. But we definitely need to have a record. This legacy report must have the, you know, it must have, you know, it must be owned by someone. So it must have the membership of the committee in different times that, you know, that such membership happened. So I would really propose that column 1 and 2 we keep for now, and then we will relay the message back to the officers responsible that the committee felt the other part should be left out.
Thank you, Chair. If we keep the membership term, do you mean members of this committee? For me and Honourable Smith, it's still wrong, because I did not come into this committee in 2009, so the information is still then wrong. Thank you.
Now, if you look at this, if you go, for example, 2009 to 10, you'll find that your name is not there. You are only captured on the year on which you are here. If you go to membership, if you go to the membership column does indicate when did you join the committee. So from that angle, I don't think there's anything. And we're taking a decision now to leave this out. I don't know whether I'll be comfortable with that, leaving it out or cutting it, if there is another understanding. I don't want us to do that and find that other committees are doing it, and find that our report is not accepted as such. So if, for example, it is law that this to be submitted, I'm proposing two things. And that's following on the Ngonya. If we're saying this has to be submitted, it needs something written to the fact that attendance, it does not relate to the meetings as accepted there. Something to that effect. So that nobody will say, Honorable Dihude was supposed to attend 18, she attended 3. If that general statement is an indication that what I was proposing that was supposed to be here, which says how many meetings you were supposed to attend, that you attended this. All we're saying, this should not be taken to reflect that. And let me repeat what I'm saying. If it is compulsory for us to submit this, because that's what Parliament wants, and this is their template, we will have to submit it. But when it goes to that website or what have you, it must have an explanatory something to reflect that attendance is not charged against the yearly record where you are supposed to be there. Something to that effect.
Yeah.
Another point?
No, I was saying, Chair, the content advisor says just to reflect membership is important, and then we leave the rest of the information out.
Yeah.
I think that's what I will go with, because reflection of what you attended is a total distortion.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't be able to substantiate. And even Parliament itself, if I want to contest my position, wouldn't be able to substantiate. Because I'm saying that recording is a little bit bad. And I'm just saying that for a factor of fact is that this thing has not been processed through the rules and through any other structure in Parliament. It's done by the committee section. When you ask that, where does this thing originate from? It originates from the committee section. It has not been deliberated extensively within the parliamentary precincts in terms of its own embodiment. So it is suggested type of approach that comes from the committee section. We as members, where I'm seated, I've not seen this thing being debated, that what do you do with the legacy report? And how does a legacy report being organized so that it could be reflected, the true reflection of what happened in Parliament?
I want us to move away from this one.
Can I just endorse what Honourable Boyd has said? You know, can I repeat, we don't have information to correct, not in our hands. So we have to point out that it is not...
Can we take that this is a general proposal? That for this committee in particular, our report will only reflect the first and second column, the name and the membership term that you came in 2011, 2010, 20-something, and leave the rest out. And we need to be having something to indicate as to why we have left that out, because it doesn't mean what it says. We don't want to be party to a document which is not reflecting, which is not a true reflection of issues. What through is that first part? Are there
any issues that we need to
address on this before we cross over to the committee report? Yes, I'm going to talk.
I don't want to draw the discussion up unnecessarily. I think it's a pity that we have to rush into the report in the second last day of the term. There are, I think, valuable points that come out in this report. And I have observations for one that I'd like to make on it. But, you know, that would be academic, we're just going to go through as it is. I just think there are a number of important lessons here for future portfolio committees on international relations. And I just think it's a pity that we won't have time to highlight all those issues. Thank you.
Any other comment on the report before we put your hand?
Well, I still want just to say that if there was an opportunity for the chair, because the chairperson is having an oversight responsibility to the committee, to state his own views on the functioning of the committee, I would have really preferred that that part is added. But the fact that it's not there, it's okay. I leave with it. I'm just making the demonstration of the official report.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to plead with the committee that let's allow the chair to do it, because we do have confidence in him that he should make an overall, but he does have experience. He's served in the committee for quite a long time. So let's give him the privilege of writing that in our absence and really submit it with the committee report as the one that we've gone through. But I know that you'll be very objective in the platform of the committee.
Are we leaving that proposal?
I'm not sure we can do that, Chair. That means we have to accept whatever the Chair decides. I'm full confidence in him. Turns out it is a result. But we are saying, in effect, we approved the whole report.
In the light of that, then why don't we just hear what as a comedy we have seen here, so that we don't have anything. My only one comment, I want to take you to page 9. Page 9 of the key challenges emerging. The first bullet there, I'm just taking you to the very last sentence of the first bullet. Key challenge is emerging. The oversight could not be undertaken abroad, as they would have to be regarded as a study at all and subject to the frequencies prescribed in the current oversight model. I'm just lifting that out. I'm deliberately lifting it out because, seated where I'm seated, I would have thought this committee must be treated differently than education, health, and what have you. When you talk about our entities, we don't have ESCOM, you name it. The people we are dealing with are outside the country. Surely, I'm just trying to lift that. To me, it's something that needs a special recommendation. that if we are going to do, as this committee, our oversight, we cannot be confined to sit here while the embassies that we are dealing with are all over. And if, for example, the model general says you can only go out once in a year, and that applies to us, we end up not being able to do what we are supposed to do. I'm just listing that as something that I think needs a special recommendation. The content advisor is referring me to four. Which one is that?
Page four.
Page eight, key areas for future work. Page four, the third bullet.
Page eight.
Yes. Key areas for future work were referred to the third bullet. Address the parliamentary oversight model and its impact on the mandate of the committee. I'm just trying to lift that. When you read it there, it doesn't mean what it says. I'm saying we need to lift that and have a special motivation to say who we are, what are we overseeing, how best we can do that. Because this committee, all it can do is go to Pretoria and come back, go to the department and come back, but everybody is going everywhere. I'm just lifting another one.
No, I want to agree with you, Comrade Chair. And what I don't see what, just to add up to what I say, what we have recommended to Parliament to do, it is going to the rules. The one that says we should be able to follow up on multilateral or all the agreements that have been made by ministers or signed by the executives. We should be able to be preview or be able to engage into those different agreements. I don't see where it's written here, but that is what the Rules Committee, I know, that is beginning to engage into, because that's a resolution of Parliament. We recommended it as a committee. It has been accepted in Parliament, and they are beginning to prepare for the role of this particular body to be able to engage and follow up on those different signing of these different agreements, so that they should be able to be involved. So for me, what you're saying, Comrade Chair, is quite correct, and it should be more strengthened and strengthened. Not just in one line, it should be given more muscle.
According to content advice, if you go to page 23 again, this is also highlighted there. If you go to page 23, just above paragraph 14 there, Parliament of South Africa. The committee should request a review of the Parliament oversight model as it relates to the mandate of the committee. And the content advisor is going a step further, saying there was some motivation that was written by the chair and submitted when? Yes. Because to me, if there's something that has already been submitted, I don't want us to think about submitting. We need to try to get the response to that, because there is no way of knowing what is the stance of Parliament. If we have submitted, we should be expecting a response to say you are saying nonsense. That cannot happen. And that needs to be followed up. Yes, Mr. Mwanya.
No, I fully agree with everything that has been said about what has been submitted. But the statement in page 8 on its own is meaningless to anybody who will come and read later on.
Yes.
Not unless it is qualified. In other words, what I'm really yearning for. What I'm really yearning for is that, or maybe what I want to suggest, address the parliamentary oversight more than anything that on the mandate of the committee, especially as it relates to Baba. And
so we spell it out here.
We spell it out here. Then it covers everything.
Can you cover me
that for a second? I'm coming. Let's keep the 5 minutes. Jay.
Go ahead.
Honorable Chair, I think Honorable Smith has covered me, and it's basically what was recently said by the Chair, that we need to explicitly state what we want.
The content advisor is suggesting that let's go to page 9, key challenging emerging. The first dot there, parliamentary oversight model posed challenges regarding internal oversight programs of the committee. Is that what, would that make members happy? I'm on page 9, the first dot, under 5, key challenging emerging. Is that, can you pick it up?
I'm happy with that.
Okay, yes. I'm just making sure the member there behind you. Okay. It's page 9. Key challenges emerging. The first dot. It is parliamentary oversight. Does that make you happy?
Chair, like the chair has said, don't make it general, make it specifically, and we need to explain why the person that's going to read this report can understand, oh, this is the reason why we have so many embassies overseas that need to be visited for oversight visits, and then the parliamentary oversight model needs to be amended to address it to reflect this. If it's too general, then nobody will know exactly why we have raised this.
Agreed. I think it will be just an addition on page 9. If you go to page 9, you'll find that there is more to it. There's some meat on that. Can you go to page 9?
We've done that.
So you've done that? Oh, I see. Why don't we put it aside now and go to this? Oh. Are we ready to adopt this report?
I was moving for adoption.
Yes. Who is? Any second to that? Second to adoption?
I second.
Second.
Can we cross over to the second item on the agenda? This is the. What is the name? We go to the minutes. We go to the minutes, we start on the minutes of the 26th, of the 6th November. Shall I take you through those page for page, 6th November?
Chair, you have to take it that we have read the minutes.
Yeah. I take it that you have read. So you don't want me to take you through page for page?
No. That's the 6th of November.
6th of November. Yes, Honorable.
Yes, Chairperson. I think we're on the same minute on page 3. Just one error.
Let us do that then. If there's something on page 2, there could be something on page 1. Can we just go through them, page for page, page 1? Page 2, page 3,
yeah. On page 3, second paragraph, second line, I think there's an error there. I was said to curtail the military from staging a coup if they became unhappy. I think it should be, it should read as become, if they become unhappy.
Where is it?
Second paragraph, second line.
Second line.
Yes.
To prepare the military from facing a coup if they became unhappy.
If they become. It's in anticipation if they become. Mm. You can't say became.
Are we able to get that?
Yes, for the record, I will look at that meeting. Yeah. I will.
Yeah, no, you are recording the fact, you're not expected. So.
Yeah. I was just curious in that book, very same paragraph. To me, that is the same way you are reading. It was regarded as a fixture for such as this parliament and so parliament with hands on, especially in the cases of modern parts. How I wish that was lifted and taken to the legacy of the court. That's something that was. It is not too late to do that. If you go to the following paragraph.
Yes, I can start.
Sorry. In the second paragraph.
Second paragraph is last sentence starting with Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe was one example where a government of unity. Is that not of national unity? Is that a government of unity? I suggest we add national unity. Can we take to the next third paragraph, starting with he first said that, same page. The sentence starting with 18 there. 18 months ago, I suggest with that, don't say that department, say the department. You'll do that in the second paragraph, the last paragraph.
Mm.
I'll do that maybe. If you go to page 5, this
but
is my.
Where
was I? Is the second last paragraph, if you read the second last line, starting with society bill in Madagascar, I'm adding the department again there. I take you to page 4, paragraph 3, the consideration. I would have given this to the secretary earlier, but after I got this. If you go to the second last line, the first paragraph of paragraph 3, starting with the chairperson, you see there it says, U.S. law, no person or institution could not be, I take out the not, could be allowed. No person or institution could be allowed to. The next paragraph, which said the chairperson, further added that one of the reasons the committee had called that meeting was to give the American embassy a chance to, when it says to contribute reasons, I'm suggesting that to give reasons or to state reasons. Yes.
You know, Chair, I wanted to encourage you that shouldn't we just adopt and then. The correcting of English and everything should be done later.
Mm.
Because now we can all be seated and just going through
yeah.
This English correction.
Anyone ready to propose the adoption?
I do.
We go to the next minute of the 26
Take
one. I suggest
that my name be included. I was part of that meeting.
26
Yes, 26 October. And when the chair welcomed Honorable Hote, I think he also welcomed me as
yes.
A new member in the week.
Yes,
back to Fusion, guys.
Yeah.
on page 3, when the department was discussing the department, paragraph 4.1, it says the department was reminded that it should engage the committee with any challenges faced in the department. There was a feeling of separation. I don't know what that means. There's something missing there. Maybe you can look at that. Look at that. There was a feeling of separation. The government could be able to assist the such issues such as SACWA. I want us to add there, but that there was a special request for the department to submit something on SACWA so that we can assist it. I'll discuss the technical issues with the secretary. Any proposal for the adoption of committee? Any? And of the hotel proposal? And of the yes. Thank you. Does that take us to the next meeting of the 5th March? Anything peculiar? If for the record, I'm proposing that on that page 3, we do acknowledge that IFP did submit a written something on recommendations. Remember, this IFP did submit something in the second one. Get recommendations from ACDB. ACDB. Yes, it seems that they are covered then on that paragraph. After an extensive discussion on the proposed resolution, I'm trying to change that because we were dealing with the recommendations of the different parties on that. I'm trying just to capture it because each party was coming with its recommendations on the solidarity conference.
Any other
bullet?
Yeah, as I recall in the sequence of events, the only two written proposals submissions were from the ANC and the IFP. They were presented. The other parties commented and made suggestions as to changes in those particular resolutions. That's how I recall it. I don't recall the ACDC putting a formal resolution.
That was my understanding. I don't remember the ACDP submitting recommendations because they were. I can't even imagine them even do that. I don't know. I think we did get the recommendations on the conference from FAC.
She didn't make any submissions except to make some changes or on our recommendation, the ANC recommendation. Yeah, if you remember very well.
So only two parties submitted recommendations, only two. It was ANC and IFP. Are we still correcting?
Yeah, definitely.
We have adopted this, the fifth, have we? Can I move on the second half for the meeting of the fifth? That is covered. That takes us to the last minute of the Right. Yeah. We have a report now. We have a report of the committee.
Is that on the Middle East?
On the topic that you questioned the morning, this one?
Is that on the Middle East?
The Middle East, yeah.
I would like to adopt the report
and the party.
I'll have to recuse myself.
Yeah.
I move for adoption of the report, sir.
Second. The report in.
Okay. Is there anything else? Thank you, Matoma.
I'm done. Thank you.
Is this your chairperson, no?